There is quite a bit of what's called the Green Movement, or what you've termed Qaddafi nostalgia, and they are important players, primarily monetarily, but then to some extent demographically in Libya. What we do know is that the main contenders are Fathi Bashagha, the former interior minister who hails from Misrata, frequently seen as a moderate, willing to work with the East and Haftar, but also the one who defended Tripoli from Haftar's assault in 2019-2020. He has some flaws in the way that he's presented himself, but he also could be a coherent figure and has good relationships with the U.S. Then there's Arif Nayyad, the former Libyan ambassador to the UAE, who brings a kind of anti-Islamist approach, but he has a PhD and is very intellectual and has the ability to present himself as able to mediate between that green movement and certain other elements like his Warfalla tribe. We have others connected to the current prime minister, Abdelhamid Dabaiba, who either Dabaiba himself might try to run, or his brother-in-law and cousin, Ali Dabaiba, associated with the former Qaddafi regime and a lot of corruption. He might try to run. Haftar himself could try to run, Saif al-Islam or other Qaddafi-connected candidates. It's a smorgasbord of candidates who are likely to all throw their hats in the ring and then very quickly make deals among themselves, transferring their support blocks to each other in exchange for handouts and power positions should the person they're backing win. And that all has to happen in a kind of lightning round in late November, December. But generally, we see the front runner as either Fathi Bashagha or the Dabaibas, and therefore those are just status quo candidates who are unlikely to be able to govern Libya or really do the reform to its semi-sovereign institutions that create the incentives to join a militia anyway.
Two major candidates for the presidential elections, namely General Haftar and Saif al-Qaddafi, are known to be divisive figures. How could that impact the future of a united Libya if either one became the president of Libya?
Well, I'm going to slightly reframe your question. I don't believe that General Haftar or Saif al-Islam are major candidates for the election. I'm going to explain why. General Haftar was the most powerful person in Libya in the beginning of 2019 after he retook the Fezzan and controlled the Sharara oil field as well as all of Libya's east. He had about 90% of Libya's oil under his thumb and 60% of its territory. When he launched the war for Tripoli and then lost and failed to get sufficient Emirati or Russian support to maintain his dominance over various regions, he became a spent force. He's in his late 70s. He is very ill. His sons are unpopular with even his own constituents. So he's not going to win an election to be president of Libya. He turns off more people than he turns on. And his core supporters sometimes would prefer someone like Aguila Saleh or Saif al-Islam. Then if we turn to Saif al-Islam, yes, there is some nostalgia for the Qaddafi period, but he also turns off more people than he turns on. And he hasn't reemerged publicly. He did an interview with the New York Times where he miscalculated how the media from that would play out, and it hasn't played out very well. He also hasn't been able to unite himself with other constituencies, non-green constituencies, as the term goes. So he's not a serious candidate. The serious candidates are those status quo candidates in the West, like Bashagha and the Dabaibas. Potentially Arif Nayyad as a unifying factor is a serious candidate, although he doesn't have as much domestic support as the others, but he is more articulate on the global stage. So I just want to say that Haftar and Saif al-Islam also have the problem of being accused of war crimes, or the lawsuit in Virginia against Haftar, or the ICC issues that Saif would face. So I don't think they can really win, let alone maybe there are aspects of the electoral law as written that prevent them from running. Keep in mind that Haftar is a dual citizen, having an American passport, which prevents him from running as per the current law. And Saif is facing this ICC warrant that also prevents him from running.